We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Seven.
Why did they get ghosted? We'll find out now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Waiting by the Phone.
It's the worst feeling to go out with somebody thinking it went well, only to never hear from them again. Mm-hmm. So we're here to get answers. Alex and Sarah, say hi to Corey. What's up,
hi,
Corey?
Hey, what's up, Corey?
Hey, how's it going, everyone?
Hi, Corey. We want to help you get to the bottom of the situation, but first, give us a backstory of your situation with Jessica.
So we matched a couple weeks ago, and I know her. We have some mutual friends.
Okay.
And so I took her to dinner about a week ago, and everything went well. We had a good time. We were laughing. We had fun. And she's kind of ghosted me ever since then and haven't really talked that much. And I'm just trying to figure out what happened. Like I said, we've got mutual friends. And I heard through the grapevine I was super rude and disinterested, I guess. I don't know. I had a great time.
You don't feel like you were rude and disinterested on the date?
No, we were laughing. We had a great time, so.
Like, I mean, there's smoke, there's fire for everything, so something must have happened.
I guess.
Okay. Let's call her and see if we can figure out what happened, okay?
All right. Yeah.
Please leave your message for...
Man.
Let's try her again.
Don't want to talk to you, Booker.
No, seriously.
You know how I say, they don't answer the first time, call them back a second time.
And they'll answer?
Mm-hmm.
And then if they don't answer, call them a third.
Right.
No, they'll answer.
Persistency pays.
Well, now it's not even ringing. Oh, wait.
Hello?
Hello! Jessica!
Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Booker, Alex, and Sarah. We're calling the Mix 94.7, and we don't want you to hang out. We just have a couple of quick questions for you. We're on the radio doing a segment called Waiting by the Phone, and before you say anything else, I just want to fill you in real quick so you're up to speed. Now, we're not on anybody's side here. The reason we're calling you, though, is because we have Corey on the phone. Corey called us to say that he went out with you and had a great time. At least he thought you did, too, but he's kind of heard through the grapevine that maybe he was rude and disinterested, and he doesn't feel like that's the case. So we just wanted to figure it out and get to the bottom of it and clear up any confusion and maybe either move on or put this behind us for good. Do you mind talking to us?
I mean, this is so weird. Sure.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Yeah, that sounds weird.
Yeah.
So he said that he got the word that, you know, you might have thought that he was not into you or disinterested or rude or whatever. And
yes.
Is that true?
That's exactly what happened. He was super rude.
Do you mind telling us what happened?
Yeah. I mean, we were out at dinner and things were like going fine, first date stuff. And then a guy walked in with one of his friends. And they came over and said hi.
Mm-hmm.
And then Corey invited them to join us.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just spent the rest of the meal. Like, I was basically at some, like, guy's night that I didn't sign up for.
Oh, I see.
He didn't really talk to me. He just talked to his friends the whole time. And, I mean, I, like, got dressed up. I, like, got ready. And I was excited to go on a date. And then, like, I might as well have just gone to, like, a frat party.
You did not mention that, Corey.
Yeah, you had a bro down with her, dude.
Did you not think that might have been an issue?
Well, all right. So I can defend myself. We I did ask her first. They walked up, and we honestly showed up, and and I was like, oh, hey. And I asked her. I was like, hey, is it cool if they join? And she said yes. And we all had a great time.
Right in front of me.
That's awkward. How could she say, I mind?
Oh, no, I want to be on this date alone. Yeah. And then they'll sit at another table and we'll, stare at, it's awkward.
And she probably thought it was going down, not a good day because, you bring in reinforcements when it's not going good. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
On either side. Oh, man, I can see what's up.
I mean, I understand. You're at dinner and you have some friends that show up. They come over, they talk to you, say, what's up? Hey.
Yeah, for sure.
This is Jessica. Yeah, we're on a date, whatever. And then sit back down.
Yeah, see you later.
On them for staying too.
Right.
Read the room.
We should call them next.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing too. Like, if he couldn't understand that I wasn't having a good time and that was a bad idea, that's a super red flag right there.
Uh huh.
See, I thought she was having a great time. We were all hanging out laughing. That's just what I thought. But
were you not having a good time, Jessica?
No, I was laughing and putting on a good face because what am I gonna do?
Oh, I see.
Like a jerk.
Yeah, because then they're going to talk about you oh, that girl wasn't fun at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Man.
So you got no alone time at all?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, I asked her if she wanted to grab a drink after they left, and she said yes.
Well, what's that all about?
I mean, I was just going to see if there was anything better to him that I missed, and it was fine, but I'm not interested in going
out again?
No.
Okay.
You know, I don't know if this would be a move that every girl would hate.
Mm-hmm.
I do think you must be a very social guy.
I don't know how you would take that because I feel like you would want a romantic date, but you're also the type of person that's the more the merrier.
For me personally, I would be he is fine with me hanging out with his buddies and it would
you
take
would
the
that.
Pressure off of a first date because to me, a first date can be so stressful.
Right.
And you would get to meet his friends from jump. And
see him interact with other people.
Exactly.
Especially if it was, mutual people, but if it was somebody that I had no basis with, met him online, we have no mutual friends, it just makes me feel safer. It gives me something to work with.
But it could be super annoying though, if it's some guy that knows, his bros that just showed up and then them just talking and her being new and
totally
with him and just feeling left out.
Totally. And if it's our 1 year anniversary, I'd be excuse me, hello,
right.
Me.
But that's not how you felt.
No, if it was if they stopped by for 5 minutes and then left, that'd be fine. But we were specifically going out on a date.
Yeah.
All right.
And then I felt one of the guys, and not even one of the best guys, the other guys were more important than I was.
Mm.
So
I feel
that's not something I'm looking to pursue.
Thank you for clearing the air. That really helps. And Corey, sorry about that, man.
Yeah, dude. Next time.
No, I mean, I said, I called because I thought she was cool and she could hang with the boys. And that's why I called. I wanted to have a second date, but I guess, I don't know. Guess it's guys' night again.
Guys' night again.
Guys' night.
I got my peaches. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.